Just finished reading Madeleine Miller's book Circe, an enchanting retelling of the stories associated with that famous sorceress who features in the Odyssey. I was wondering how many Baroque operas used Circe's story and how they dealt with it. Circe is famed for turning men into pigs if they happen to land on her enchanted island, surely not an easy thing to stage. It turns out that there are many Baroque operas on the theme, and most concentrated on the love story between Odysseus and Circe. Though she had turned his crew into swine, he persuaded her to turn them back into human form. He then stayed on with her for a year before continuing his journey. Like Ariadne, Circe is also left standing alone on an island, mourning the departure of her lover, and this has often been the focus of the opera. But when Vivaldi wrote his short cantata for solo voice, All'ombre di sospetto, he has Circe addressing Odysseus as she falls in love with him. The first aria in this cantata is cleverly written as a love duet with soprano and flute. The soprano sings alone, and then the flute accompanies, and then they begin to imitate each other. During this moment of flirtation between Circe and Odysseus, she explains that her heart is not accustomed to love. I would never have guessed that this piece was by Vivaldi. It has a distinctly gallant style, with the melody of the flute so reminiscent of quince or grain. There are gracious ornaments and short, long Lombardic rhythms, cleverly illustrating the words, which are about flattery and the false charms of love. It turns out Vivaldi was one of the earliest of the major Italian composers to give a prominent role to the flute, and this aria shows just how successfully he did this. So here is the aria Avvezzo con il cuore from Vivaldi's cantata All'ombre di sospetto. Tone Wick performs with Barocco Neri of Norway.
Oh,
was Avezzo non il core from Vivaldi's cantata All'ombre di sospetto. Tony Wick performed with Barocca Neri of Norway.